ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे मूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनाभवतु सह नौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हविङ्ग् डिस्कस्ड् दि त्वम्पदलक्ष्यार्थः अण्टिल् 27th वर्स् and 28th verse onwards, how tatpada lakshyartha should be arrived at, the meaning of the implied meaning of the word tat, meaning Ishvara, should be arrived at, that is said here. The two methods, indirect method of negation and a direct method of arriving at the swarupam. Sakshat vidhimukhena means the lakshyartha, the implied meaning of the word tat can be arrived at directly. As in terms of the nature of the reality revealed by the words of the Shastra. For example, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. What is Brahma? Okay. In the Taittiriya Upanishad, we have to understand with reference to Taittiriya Upanishad here. The first, the benefit is mentioned. Brahma Vida Apnoti Param. It is said, the knower of Brahman attains the accomplishes the absolute end. Which means, knowing Brahman, knowing, discovering the absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is the only means of discovering freedom. Freedom from limitation, freedom from samsara, freedom from the bondage of samsara. There's no other shortcut method. There's no other way. Why? Because freedom which you are aspiring for, freedom which you are desperately searching for, the happiness which you are desperately searching for is your own swarupam. It's very swarupam of the reality. So discovering the reality, obtaining as one's own self is the only means of discovering the freedom. Knowing what fire is the only way of arriving at what the heat is. Without knowing the source of the power, you cannot arrive at the power. Isn't it? So discovering freedom is possible only by discovering the truth. Discovering freedom is nothing but discovering the truth. And the truth has been discovered as one's own self. Therefore, Brahmavita Apnoti Param. Having said what Brahman is, which you have to understand. Then it is said, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam. The three defining words. Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam. So those three words also negate what Brahman is not. And thereby reveals the reality, Brahman, in terms of its given nature. Understand? So this direct vidhi mukhena, sakshat vidhi mukhena, lakshyartha of Brahman should be arrived at, means by analyzing the words of the Shastram, revealing the nature of the reality with the help of the teacher, directly we can arrive at the nature, reality in terms of its nature. Directly arriving at the nature of reality in terms of its reality in terms of its nature through the analysis of the Shastra's words. Then, that is, Atadvyavritti Rupena. means they are also negating everything and anything other than Brahma, what Brahman is not, arriving at the Brahman, the indirect method. Okay? It is through these two methods, direct method, indirect method, we'll see what those methods are later on. Okay? I'll help you understand what is directly arriving at the reality in terms of its nature. What means by saying negating what Brahman is not, thereby arriving at that Brahman. One has to arrive at that absolute reality, Brahma. And reality is what? Ishvara Swarupam. Ishvara Swarupam, the essential nature of Ishvara means the totality of the universe, and essential nature of individual is one and the same. But we do not know now. That's why we have analyzed the Tvampada Artha, already analyzed the meaning of the word Tvam, arrived at the implied meaning of the word Tvam being abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, and which is of the nature of consciousness. Is it clear? Now we are seeing Tatpada Lakshyartha. I will Tatpada Lakshyartha. So Lakshyartha, the Tatpadam also has two meanings, Vachyartha and Lakshyartha. Vachyartha means the reality Brahma, the reality implied by the term Atma is also implied by another term Brahma, okay, which is a not a general word. And here, it's not just the reality alone, reality Brahma with this gross manifestation, subtle manifestation, and unmanifested universe. The sthula prapanchaha, suksha prapanchaha, karana prapanchaha with Brahman is what? We say sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma or Ishwaraha. This is Vachyartha. What Lakshyartha we were to arrive at it. So yesterday I was talking this morning, in the morning class I said, again now also, yesterday in the class also I said, first of all, this reality is endowed with the power of knowing, and the power of knowing unmanifested is called Ajnanam or Maya. Power of knowing manifest is called knowledge. Is it clear? Okay. So when the universe becomes resolved, unmanifested, what is Maya. The Maya becomes manifested, universe. Maya undergoes a change, becomes manifested, means the universe. The universe resolves means there is Maya. Got it? This much you must remember. So this reality, the power of knowing, the reality is endowed with the power called Maya. And I said, the Maya, the Shakti, the knowing power, and the reality, the abstract, formless reality, which is endowed with the power of knowing, actually is inseparable from its power. Power is inseparable. Like what? Heat is inseparable from fire. Light is inseparable, brilliance is inseparable from the sun. So also the power is inseparable from its source. Is it clear? That is why it's always said inseparable. They're not even two, they're only one. But we look at the power, something unique about it. Therefore, we talk about the power of reality, power of reality. In the principle of power of reality, we always perceive case, no, implies what? Two separable things. My computer, computer of so-and-so. Rodney G's computer, a computer of Rodney G. When I say he can be sitting here, his computer can be taken out. Isn't it? Separable. So even though the positive case can mean something which is separable, but you say light of the sun, heat of the fire, is separable? Not separable. Understand now? This Adhara, Adhaya Sambandha. They're not two, they're one only. To talk about this power. Now, this reality, the abstract formless reality with its unmanifested, undifferentiated power called Maya is looked upon as Sagunam Brahma. The pure reality itself, when you do not see the reality as something endowed with the power, without distinguishing the power. If you look at it, reality is simply Brahma. Nirgunam Brahma, attributeless reality. Understand? Attributeless reality. Now you have to remember your own Swarupam. When you arrive at your own Swarupam, how do you arrive at it? Abstract. Who is the knower obtaining in the deep sleep state? The knower obtaining in deep sleep state is not, isn't it? It looks as though nothing is there. Many people make it, they call it shunyam. No. That abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality is not shunyam. It is of the nature of knowing. There's no other than that abstract reality. Just because of its abstractness, subtleness, just because of its subtleness, you know, people mistake it for shunyam. There's something which is inexplicably subtlest. And that knows. And why does it know? Knowing is his swarupam. And you look at the abstract formless reality, just alone, it is nirgunam. What attribute does that reality have? Now tell me, before going to Brahman, okay? What attribute that reality has? What you arrive at when you search for the knower obtaining in deep sleep state, when there's blankness of mind, when there's total ignorance, when there's experience of sukham, okay? What is there is what? Just something inexplicably subtlest, isn't it? You got it now? You have to see that deep sleep state. That abstract subtlest reality, when you say formless, what attribute does it have? What attribute does it have? Doesn't have sound, doesn't have smell, doesn't have taste, doesn't have form, color, nothing. So no attribute. So attributelessness, nirgunatvam, attributelessness, nirgunatvam, arupatvam, formlessness. Arupatvam is the nature of the reality, formlessness. Nirgunatvam, attributelessness is the nature of the reality. And it doesn't undergo any change whatsoever. So, avikaratvam is the nature of the reality. Arupatvam, nirgunatvam, isn't it? Avikaratvam, any change. Jnatrutvam. It has what? Knowingness. Jnatrutvam, knowingness. Knowingness is his swarupa. Is it clear now what I'm saying? That's how you arrive at it. Now, the Nirgunam Brahman alone, that Nirgunam Brahma, that abstract formless reality, same reality, is implied with the term Brahman also. Which you arrive at it as also your own swarupa. There's no second reality other than that abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, which is of the nature of consciousness, which alone is implied by the term Brahma, which is the only truth of the entire cosmos also. Is it clear now? And that reality, you look at it as something endowed with the power, then you call it what now? Sagunam Brahma. Same Nirgunam Brahma. You use another term to mean it as what? Sagunam Brahma. Why? It's endowed with the power. Look at the reality as the reality. It is Nirgunam Brahma. Look at the reality as that which endowed with the power. Then powerful reality as a Sagunam Brahma. Reality is Nirgunam Brahma. You look at it as powerful reality. It is Sagunam Brahma. Is it clear? Whether you say reality has power or not, it still has. You simply say reality, Nirgunam Brahma. Powerful reality, Sagunam Brahma. Are they two? Sorry, in how you look at it. So Sagunam Brahma is what? Ishwaraha. Sagunam Brahma, when it looked upon as Sagunam Brahma, is looked upon as the Ishwara, the Lord. Is it clear now? Very understand. Now, here, this power alone undergoes a change. Understand? Power undergoes a change. What now? Means it becomes manifested. becomes manifested. The power of knowing when it's unmanifested, it has two powers. What is it? Avarana Shaktihi and Vikshepa Shaktihi. I want to understand three. The same power is looked upon as Malam. The same power is looked upon as Vikshepa Shaktihi. The same power is also said to be Avarana Shaktihi. When do you call it a Malam? The Maya, when total ignorance is there, it is called Malam. Is it clear now? When do you call it, what is Malam? The power remains totally unmanifested, undifferentiated. The power, it's called Maya, is said to be Malam. Don't translate the Malam. Take Malam as Malam. What is Malam? Total ignorance is Malam. Then, when there's a partial manifestation of knowledge takes place, the partial ignorance, the ignorance half remains unmanifested. The power of knowing half remains unmanifested. Half becomes manifested. Half of the power becomes manifested. Half of the power remains unmanifested. And half of the power becoming manifest is what now? It's called throwing up. Becoming manifest is said to be throwing. Vikshepa Shaktihi. When the half of the power of knowing becomes manifested, it's called what now? The same power got now Vikshepa Shakti, the power of becoming manifested. Is it clear? The unmanifested power has the capacity to become what? The manifested also. When it becomes manifest, half manifested, it's called what now? Vikshepa Shaktihi. When the total, when there's total ignorance, there is disturbance, there's only stillness. The stillness is disturbed and half become manifested, it's Vikshepa Shakti. When the Vikshepa Shakti becomes operated, that is when the knowledge of the existence becomes manifested. The knowledge of existence becomes manifested, you know you are. I know I am. Not only I know my own existence, I know the existence of the world. There is world. This is partial knowledge. Understand? And still, there is Avarana Shaktihi. What is Avarana Shakti? Avarana means covering. Even though you know you are, you do not know what you are. Isn't it? Your own nature is not known. That your nature remains, what now? Veiled. The Swarupam remains veiled. You do not know what I is. Isn't it? What this universe is, essentially. It is like knowing wave is means, you know the existence of the wave. You know the existence of the ocean. But you do not know what the wave is, what the ocean is. See, having the knowledge of existence itself is what? It's a manifestation. Vikshepa Shakti. But the partial ignorance is called what now? Your Swarupam remains veiled. Rupam of the universe remains veiled. Var Avarna Shaktihi. Is it clear? Let me make it very clear. Ignorance has the capacity to veil. Ignorance is of the power of covering, veiling. Do you understand what I'm saying? So why you do not know you are? Your partial, when the Vikshepa Shakti becomes operated, only partial knowledge becomes manifested. Means you know your existence, your existence of the world. Still, what remains covered is your Swarupam. What you are, it is not known. What the universe is not known. Aham Brahma Asmi, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, that knowledge becomes covered, veiled. Is it clear? Because of Vikshepa Shakti, partial knowledge is there. because of avarna shakti, parshad becomes unmanifested, covered. Is it clear? Now, how does ignorance veil? How does ignorance cover? You must know this also. I gave this example many times in my class before. Even though this rambutan fruit, Thiru will wake up now, okay? Rambutan, even though Sri Lanka is very popular, even Tamil Nadu is popular. Unfortunately, I was ignorant of this fruit, Satyam. I never knew. For me, the word was new because it was not very well available easily. Nowadays, rambutan comes into the market. And then in Malaysia, I was living in a house just opposite the house. My God, the whole tree was full of rambutans. Okay, one Swamini was there. And she showed me, this rambutan tree, Swaminiji, like that. By then I knew. The rambutan, the name was new. Rambutan, puttu idiyappam, I knew. But rambutan, I never understood. I did not know the name, the word was unknown to me. Going from Coimbatore, Tamil Nadu, Tamilians must have known that fruit. I never knew the fruit, the name rambutan. What that word means, a fruit, I didn't even know that. I didn't even know. So, Satyam, it happened in my experience in my life. I never knew the word. I never knew that word means some fruit. That also I did not know. Very, very new. So I was staying, this red fruit, very beautiful color, with some, you know, hair around it, like some lot of strings around. And then I was staying in Red Bridge in one house. Okay, well, Sri Lankan family, very sweet people, very nice, very loving and caring, affectionate people. I was staying, I enjoyed the hospitality. Very, very, very new in London. And then I was living. And that lady was the husband, wife, with the two children. They looked after me so well. They really used to bring a lot of fruits. I was staying in one house, and one day she said she was in a hurry to go to office. She was working for, she said to go. I was alone at home. They cook everything and keep it for me, and then they go, before they go. And then she said, Swami, they brought a big box full of rambutan. They kept it. She told me, please take rambutan, and then I'll see you in the evening. She rushed to the office. Then I went to the kitchen many times. Yeah. I went to the kitchen. I saw the table around. And I just thought, what? She said something to, she told me to take something rambutan. What is rambutan? I walked in. There were so many things. She took vegetables, rice, and she cooked everything. You know, there was some sambal and idio. So many things were there. But I went in. This I know. This is all things. I came out. I didn't really understand. Because the box also, I saw. It was August, month of August. So London, unusually, it was very bright. So light was there. In the whole, the house had lights also. I was not blind. I was seeing the fruits. Still, I could not pick up one and eat. Okay. What prevented me from enjoying the rambutan? What covered it? What was covering the rambutan? Understand? This is how ignorance veils. It is not the darkness. Absence of light. It is not the darkness. Darkness is of the, darkness has the capacity to cover, veil. So ignorance also can cover. That's why ignorance is likened to darkness. Understand? Kad avarana shaktihi. Ignorance has vikshepa shaktihi, the power of throwing itself, becoming manifested in terms of I am, the world is. It also has the capacity to veil. It veils what? See, what is distance between you and your swarupam? There's no distance. Your swarup is always there. Always your swarup is there. How can you be without your swarupam? How can you be there without your swarupam? Without essential nature. Sun can never be without its illumining power. Fire can never be without its burning power. You can never be without your knowing power. Your swarupam. You're always inseparably with your swarupam. In spite of your swarupam being there, yourself being there, why you do not know your Swarupam? What prevents you from taking ownership of your Swarupam? It's not in a fraction of a second you are not of the nature of knowing. Understand? Still you are not able to claim, take ownership of your Swarupam being pure consciousness, Brahma. Understand? It's called Avarna Shakti. Ignorance has this Vikshepa Shakti and Avarna Shakti. Now what is total ignorance? Malam is total ignorance. There is partial knowledge. It is, there's a Vikshepa Shakti of Maya. Is it clear? The partial ignorance is what? Avarna Shakti. Is it clear? Three are clear now. Malam, Vikshepaha, Avaranam. Now this morning what we saw was what? Madhu Kaitaba demons are the personification of problems of the passion for remaining ignorance, remaining in ignorance, the passion for, this passion towards coming out of ignorance, and the problems associated with tamasa ahankara. Associated with what? Malam. Malam, that is. Understand? Malashakti. There must be vikshepa must happen. Only then, avarna also can be resolved. Got it now? Tomorrow morning class will make it very clear. Now this is this of Shakti. Now let me come to the point. This power of knowing implied by the term, the meant by the term Maya is the only when the power becomes manifested, there is the world comes into manifestation. And therefore, this power is looked upon as mother, material cause. The source of the power is looked upon as the intelligent, efficient cause. Is it clear now? What are they? Mother and father are inseparable. The source of the power is looked upon as intelligent or efficient cause of the universe. The power of the reality is looked upon as the material cause of the universe. Unless and until the power becomes manifested, there is no way of the world coming into manifestation. And for the power to be there, the source of power must be there. Isn't it? The source of the power is looked upon as the intelligent cause, efficient cause. The power is looked upon as the material cause. Is it clear? The power is karanam, maya. Source of the power is intelligent cause. These two power, this source and the powerful reality, and it's the power, source of the power and the power are inseparable. They're looked upon as what? Parents of the universe. As a Vagarthau iva sampruktau, Vagarthau iva sampruktau. They are inseparably united like the word and its meaning. Vagarthau iva sampruktau. Source of the power and the power are physically inseparable, inseparably united like the word and its meaning. They looked upon as Parvati Parameshwara. That's why Ardhanarishwara. Understand? Ardhanarishwara means what? One, you see both male and female aspects. This is a personification. Don't take it seriously. The Vagartharva Samprukta, Vagartha Pratipattaye, Jagatav Pitaro Vande Parvati Parameshwaro. Parvati Parvati Parameshwaro for Vaishnavites. For Saivites, Parvati Parameshwaro. So Parvati Parameshwaro are like the parents. I bow to Parvati Parameshwara, parents of this universe, who are inseparably united like the word and its meaning. Is it clear? Now, this is the Sau Ishwara, Saguna Ishwaraha. Now we say, the power does not have independent existence of its own outside its source. The power of knowing, which remains unmanifested, undifferentiated, does not have existence independently outside of its source. Without the power, powerful cannot be called powerful. Understand what I'm saying? Therefore, the power itself is called what? Mithya. The power of knowing itself, it's called mithya because it has no independent existence. The source alone is satyam. The source of the power is satyam. The power which has no independent existence outside of the source is mithya. And the power is, the mithya power is the cause, material cause of the universe. The source is satyam. So cause has dependent existence. The universe effect also has dependent existence. Is it clear now? The power of unmanifested power of knowing, which is the material cause of the universe, has dependent existence. Therefore, universe, the effect also has dependent existence. Got it? So universe is mithya. Karanam, karyam. Karanam is maya. Karyam is the universe. The universe of elements and elementals. The universe is constituted of countless number of forms, names and functions. The elementals and the elements has no independent existence outside of the power of the manifestation of knowledge. Understand? The power is mithya, karanam is mithya, vikta also is mithya. Now we say, karana karya vilakshanaha. Karana vilakshanaha. The reality is not distant from the power, is distinct from the power. Clear? The reality is distinct from the effect also. The substrate formless reality. The consciousness. This reality being free from maya. The total ignorance malam. Listen to me now. The total ignorance is malam. Reality is not touched, tainted, affected, afflicted by the malam. Is it? Tell me. Affected. Unaffected. Tainted. Free from maya. And the same reality are affected by the world also. Effect, cause or effect. Nothing can touch, taint the reality. And what about samsara? This life of becoming, ever becoming resolved, unmanifested. So this here, this the birth, the reality, the source has no birth. The no birth, no death, no change, whatsoever. All these problems of samsara, becoming old, etc., old age, etc., they're all problems associated with the matter. Therefore, the problems associated with the matter do not touch or taint the source, the consciousness. Is it clear? Completely unaffected. Now, the first sentence. Now, Ishvara. Who is Ishvara? You know very well now.
Nirasta asesha samsara doshaha. Ishvaraha.
Nirastaha asesha samsara doshaha yasmat. Yes, yeah. So Ishvara is none other than this abstract formless reality Brahma
endowed the power of unmatched power of knowing, looked upon as Ishvara, Sagunam Brahma. Understand? Sagunam Brahma Ishvaraha is completely free from all the defects, problems, miseries associated with the life of samsara. Is it clear now? Ishvara. Who is that now? It's a pure consciousness alone. Now, only you understand. This consciousness alone is in the form of existence. When this manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of knowledge, only then the world enjoys the status of being existent. Unless and until the power of knowing becomes manifested in terms of I am, there cannot be knowledge of the existence of the world. The knowledge of the existence of the world is dependent on the knowledge existence of what? Knowledge of existence of one's own self. Is it clear? Therefore, there cannot be, the world has no independent existence. Outside of Ishvara. Therefore, nirastha asesha samsara doshaha. Now, in what form does the reality obtain in this world? The reality obtains in the form of the reality, the consciousness obtains in the form of existence of the universe. What is it which ends existence? The knowledge becomes manifested, then the world enjoys existence. The power of mind becomes unmanifested, the world loses its status of being existent. So having the status of being existent is what? Enjoying existence. Having the status of being existent is enjoying the existence. For the world to have the status of being existent, to enjoy existence, it should become the known. But to become the known, there must be knower. For the knower to be there, there must be manifestation of knowledge. Is it clear? Clear or not? Without the manifestation of knowledge, will there be knower? The knower is there. The knower's status remains unmanifested. Without manifestation of knowledge, there cannot be the known. Without the knower, there cannot be known. So the known has the status of being the known only when there is knowledge. The knowledge is possible only when there is knower. And the knower is what? Knower is there only when there is manifestation of the source of the power. Isn't so? Manifest of the power. For the source must be there. So absolute knower is consciousness. And relative knower is the ahankara. Is it clear now? So without the source of the power cannot be there. Without the power, manifestation of power is not possible. Without the manifestation of the power of knowing, there cannot be light of knowledge. Without which, the world cannot shine. Therefore, what we say, the consciousness alone is in the form of existence. What is that which lends existence to this world? Light. I can say, the light does not create the opaque things here, but light alone lends existence to all the opaque things here. How? By bringing the opaque things which remain covered in darkness, by bringing them to light. So illumining is lending existence. Illumining is what? Lending existence. Similarly, knowing is lending existence. Therefore, knowledge is existence. Got it? Got it or not?
Yes.
Knowledge is existence. There's no exist. The meaning of the word existence is nothing but consciousness. Light is existence with reference to this, all the opaque things. All the opaque things enjoy their existence in the presence of the light. Light alone is in the form of existence of all these opaque things. Similarly, it is this pure consciousness manifest alone is in the form of existence of the entire world of material forms, names and functions. Therefore, samsaraha, the life of transmigration involving what? Birth, death, old age, changes, experience of pairs of opposites, etc. Does not exist. Samsara does not have independent existence outside of the reality. But reality is free from all the samsara doshas. Is it clear now? How it is free from all the doshas. For Ishvara, who is Ishvara? Ishvara is the one who is free from all forms of problems, afflictions of life of samsara. In fact, birth is Ishvara, death is Ishvara, old age is Ishvara, young age is Ishvara, youthfulness is Ishvara, experience is Ishvara, every experience is Ishvara, pain is Ishvara, pleasure is Ishvara, suffering is Ishvara, joy is Ishvara, enthusiasm is Ishvara, desire is Ishvara, desires are Ishvara, raga is Ishvara, dvesha is Ishvara, likes and dislikes are Ishvara, all pairs of opposites are Ishvara. Ishvara is not anything. Ishvara is not anything. Ishvara is absolutely free from all these pairs of opposites. But everything of pairs of opposites is what? Ishvara only. Like water is not the way, but every wave is water. What about experiences? Is experiencer is Ishvara. Ishvara is not the experiencer. Who is Ishvara? The abstract, formless reality endowed the power of unmanifested power of knowing is Ishvara. The power becomes manifest also. What is it? Ishvara only. Ishvara, when the power of reality becomes manifested, then it is called knowledge. In the light of knowledge, the whole jagat shines. Then Ishvara, with the power manifested in the form of the world, Ishvara alone is. Before the manifestation of the knowledge also, Ishvara is what? With its unmanifested power. Understand? So everything is Ishvara. Ishvara has no birth, no death, no change, no old age. Ishvara is free from all these problems. But without Ishvara, what is Ishvara? The reality with its power is Ishvara. So he is free from what? Something called birth, death. It's all phenomena. Natural phenomena happen in the presence of the awareness of consciousness. So birth is Ishvara. Death is Ishvara. Old age is Ishvara. Youthfulness is Ishvara. All experiences are Ishvara. Experiencer is Ishvara. Without Ishvara, there cannot be experiencer. There cannot be experience. There cannot be experienced world also. There cannot be knower without Ishvara, known without Ishvara, knowledge without Ishvara. So Ishvara is Triputi Bheda Rahitam Brahma. Ishvara is not the knower. Ishvara is not the known, definitely not. Ishvara is not even the knowledge. But all three are Ishvara. Understand what I'm saying? All three are not. Ishvara is Triputi Bheda Rahita. Therefore, everything is Ishvara. So Ishvara is none other than the abstract, formless reality endowed with the power of knowing. Brahma. Ishvara Swarup means Brahma. Brahman is free from all afflictions. Therefore, Nirastha Asesha Samsara Doshaha. The first word has been over, complete, explained. Is it clear? No. Asthuladi Lakshanaha. Okay. Now, the world, the material world of objects alone, the material objects, can be said to be what now? The world, objects of sthula prapancha, objects of suksha prapancha, objects of unmanifested world, you can say. Undifferentiated, unmanifested objects. Or what? Also, karna prapancha. So the material world, objects of the material world alone can be said to be what now? Having these attributes as what? Sthula, sukshma, etc. The sthula, sukshma say, these objects are gross objects. These objects are subtle objects. Like emotions are subtle. Powers are subtle. The sthula, asthula, gross, subtle, etc. are attributes. And Ishvara is of the nature of abstractness, subtleness. Okay? Ishvara is free from these attributes such as gross, subtle, etc. Ishvara is the source of the power. Because of the manifestation of the manifested power alone is in the form of subtle universe and the gross universe. The power of reality manifested is in the form of world of gross objects. Ishvara's power manifest alone is in the form of world of subtle objects. But Ishvara is free from what? All subtle and gross objects. Therefore, asthuladi lakshanaha. Is Ishvara gross or subtle? Ishvara is distinct from subtle and gross. The knower of the subtle world of objects, the knower of the gross world of objects is distinct from the known subtle and the gross worlds of objects. Understand? Is it clear or not?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, Ishvara is free from all the attributes such as gross, subtle, etc. Asthuladi lakshanaha. Ishvara is in the form of the knower consciousness, which is free from grossness, subtleness, etc. Gross world, subtle world, etc. Asthuladi lakshanaha. Who is Ishvara here? The pure existence. The pure existence, which is nothing but pure consciousness. So any object in the world which has a status of being an object must have the status of being existent, isn't it? Anything in the world which enjoys a status of being an object must have the status of being existent. For the object to have the status of being existent, it must be known. Therefore, it is knowledge alone is in the form of existence. Chit, consciousness alone is in the form of sat, existence. Water is existence with reference to the ocean. Pure consciousness is existence with reference to anything in the world, any object in the world. Therefore, what is Ishvara here? Ishvara is the existence enjoyed by every form, name and function. You cannot see existence separately. I want to see the existence alone without associating it with any form, name and function. So existence is Ishvara. Understand? Now universe is means what? Universe enjoys existence. The existence is Ishvara. Table is means table enjoys existence. The existence is Ishvara. So existence presupposes knowledge. When can you say the table is? Only when you know there is table, you can say that table is. If you do not know what table is, can you say there is table? So understand? So existence presupposes knowledge. That knowledge is manifestation of the power of reality, which is Ishvara. Understand? Therefore, existence is Ishvara. Where is Ishvara? Existence. And anything happens to any form, nothing happens to existence. Consciousness is indestructible. Consciousness is very existence of everything. Existence being consciousness, nothing happens to existence. Therefore, asthuladi lakshanah. Clear or not, tell me. It is free from all this. Everything in the form of gross and subtle. Reality obtaining in the form of existence of gross and subtle objects is free from the gross and subtle forms. Then next, adrishyatvadi gunakaha. Adrishyatvadi gunakaha. So Ishvara cannot be defined as gross or subtle. No. Adrishyatvadi gunakaha. See, drishyatvam means what? Drishyatvam means having the status of being an object. Being the known. Ishvara is free from. Ishvara does not have the status of being the seen. Why? Because Ishvara is of the nature of knowing. Ishvara is always there as the knower obtaining in every mind. Ishvara is there as the very truth of I, Swarupam of I in every. Just as what is the only truth obtaining in all the waves, Ishvara in the form of pure consciousness is there as a Swarupam of the knower I in every mind. Ishvara obtaining a Swarupam of the knower is not the known. Even though anything and everything known is nothing but Ishvara, Ishvara is not the known. Understand? Ishvara is not the known. Anything known is what? Ishvara only. But Ishvara is not the known. Clear? So, adrishyatvadi gunakaha, which means adrishyatva means what? Ishvara, there cannot be, Ishvara does not have a status of being the seen. Anything seen is Ishvara, but Ishvara is not the seen. Anything known is Ishvara, Ishvara is not the known. Anything heard, adrishyatva adi. Adi Shabda stands for all the objects perceptible through sense organs. Understand now? So Ishvara is not the seen, but anything seen is Ishvara. Ishvara is not anything heard. Ishvara is not the heard. Understand? Anything smelt is Ishvara, but Ishvara is not the smelt. Anything tasted is Ishvara. Ishvara is not the tasted. Anything tasted is not Ishvara. Understand now? Ishvara is not anything that is tasted. Ishvara is not any of the fivefold objects perceived through five different sense organs. Is it clear? Ishvara is not any of the objects perceptible through 5 different sense organs, but all the objects perceived through 5 different sense organs are nothing but Ishvara. The sense organs themselves are Ishvara. Ishvara is not the sense organs. Sense organs are Ishvara. Ishvara is not the mind, but the mind is Ishvara. Why? Without manifestation of power of Ishvara, there cannot be mind. There cannot be sense organs. There cannot be perception. There cannot be world of objects also. Is it clear? Ishvara is not anything, but everything is Ishvara. Therefore, it is said here, Adrishyatvadi gunakaha. Ishvara is endowed with the attribute. Ishvara, even though attributelessness is a rupa of Ishvara, Ishvara has the attribute of not being, Ishvara has the nature of not being any of the objects perceptible through any of the sense organs. Ishvara is of the nature of not being any object perceptible through any sense organs. Adrishyatvadi gunakaha. Adrishyatvadi gunakaha means what? Ishvara is the one who does not, who is not any of the objects perceptible through any of the sense organs, such as the objects having this rates of being seen, etc. Okay, but what is seen? The seen is Ishvara, the heard is Ishvara, smelt is Ishvara, taste is Ishvara. Ishvara is not anything. What is Ishvara Swarupam? Existence. What is existence? The consciousness. What is consciousness? Swarup of Ishvara. Is it clear? I can say, how clear when I say, light alone is in the form of existence of every opaque thing. Who can deny this? Tell me. Hope you're all not sleeping. Okay. Light alone is in the form of existence of every opaque thing. Isn't it true? Why? Light is turned off. The objects become covered in darkness. Objects do not become non-existent. Objects become as good as non-existent, losing a status of being existent, becoming covered in darkness. Similarly, it is the reality manifest as knowledge alone is in the form of the light, bring the entire world of material things to light. Therefore, Ishvara is in the form of everything, but nothing in the world is Ishvara. Got it now? Adrishyatvadi gunakaha. Ishvara is of the nature of not being an object of perception. Okay. Adrishyatvadi gunakaha. Then, parakrita tamo malaha. Okay. Parakrita tamo malaha. Tamomalaha. Tamomalam parakritam yena. Second, parakrita tamomalaha. Tamomalam. Okay. Tamomala means what here? The darkness of ignorance has been, okay, defeated by whom? Literal meaning is parakrita tamomalam. What does it mean? Parakrita tamomalam means, see, the reality is not afflicted by ignorance. In sleep, when you are yourself, when you are of the nature of, we are of the nature of knowing, understand? Knowing is a swarupam. In deep sleep state, you understand there is abstract formless reality which is of the nature of knowing. And there's also ignorance, isn't it? What happens to the consciousness? What happens abstract reality which is of nature of knowing? When the power of knowing becomes unmanifested, what happens to it? Nothing. What can ignorance do? Nothing happens, isn't it? Does it affect you? No. What Parakrita Tamo Malaha means, Ishvara is of the nature of pure knowledge, who is not touched or tainted by the darkness of total ignorance. What is Malam? Total, when the power remains totally unmanifested, it's called Malam. The power becomes partially manifested, it's Vikshepa Shakti. It becomes, okay, the partial ignorance is called Avarana Shakti. But now when you got Avaranam, when it's called Vikshepa, when it's Malam, when there is Malam, there is total inactivity. There's no identity, there's inactivity. There's no experiences. Isn't it? Complete. We'll talk about it later. This much. So, Parakrita Tamo Malaha. Is it clear? Four words are very clear now. What is Parakrita Tamo Malaha? Parakrita literally means defeated. The one by whom the malam, the home of darkness, of ignorance, the total ignorance is called malam, the total ignorance. The darkness of total ignorance is defeated by whom? It's literal meaning. But Parakrita should be taken as unafflicted. The one who is unafflicted by the darkness of total ignorance. The one who is untainted, untouched. The one who is untainted, untouched, unafflicted by the darkness of total ignorance. Tamaha means darkness. Malam means total ignorance. Tamo malam means ignorance. The darkness of total ignorance is called tamo malam. I can give sometimes, we should not stretch the examples, okay? Don't stretch the examples. Leave the examples there itself. Now you have to remember, in sleep, you have to understand this fact of how the abstract, formless, subtlest reality is not tainted, touched, affected by the darkness of total ignorance. In sleep, you are there, not knowing your existence. But still, you are there as the knower. Is the knower or not in sleep? The experiencer is there. The experiencer, the abstract reality is, and it knows. And knowing is what? Reality does not need to use any instrument of knowledge to know. By its very nature, it knows. Understand? By its mere presence, sannidhi matrena. By its mere presence, by its very nature, it knows. That is why we say what? There's experience. It's experiencer. Without this deep sleep state, my God, analyzing, how can we understand? Without analyzing the deep sleep state, we can never understand things. You are there means what? In deep sleep state, what is abstract, formless reality. And the reality is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, it knows. Because it knows the standpoint of the known, the knower, it is given the title of knower experiencer. Understand? Now, there is abstract, formless consciousness as the knower. There is also what? The known. What is the known there? Total ignorance. But there's no knower, known duality. There's just the reality, which is unmanifested power. Isn't it? Now tell me, does the darkness of total ignorance affect, afflict, touch, taint this abstract formless reality? No. Why? It exists in reality, isn't it? Therefore, nirastha பராக்ருத தமோமலஹா. பராக்ருத தமோமலஹா மீன்ஸ் த ஒன் ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் பியூர் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் எவர் ஹூ இஸ் நாட் அஃபெக்டட் அஃப்ளிக்டட் டெய்ண்டட் டச்ட் பை தி டார்க்னஸ் ஆஃப் டோட்டல் இக்னரன்ஸ். Got it? Parakrita Tamomala. Very subtle. Parakrita Tamomalaha. I think morning you come here itself. You have the class here itself. Not there.
Mm-hmm.
The fan, the problem. Because we have to cover a few more days. Mm-hmm. To cover. I want it to become clear.
Mm-hmm.
Because the noise, we waste 1 hour time there. Come here in the morning. Okay? 7 o'clock, be here itself. Or 7. Is it clear now? Parakrita Tamomalaha, is it clear? Tamomalaha. Don't worry, we'll do it. I'm going to explain to you. I'm only giving the literal meanings now. Nirastha Atishaya Anandaha. Nirastha Atishaya Anandaha. If you do not know what is Malam, you do not know how Malam is a darkness. Why do you call Malam darkness? That what is the total ignorance is meant by the term Malam. The total ignorance is what? The darkness. Why do you call darkness? Just as in darkness, all the things remain covered, unseen. Similarly, darkness has the capacity to cover things. Isn't it? Similarly, in ignorance also veils. The whole jagat, where does it go? We are fast asleep when there's total ignorance. What happens to the jagat? Does the world disappear? World is as good as, isn't it? Non-existent. Really, the world doesn't go anywhere. The world is very much here. The world, including time and space, remain covered in total, the darkness of total ignorance. The world disappears for you. Why? Why does it disappear? Why the world doesn't exist for you when they're fast asleep? The world remains covered in darkness of total ignorance. That's what's called malam. Understand? That's what's called darkness. Total ignorance is said to be malam. It is said to be darkness because it covers, the entire world remains covered. Can you taste? Can you smell? What object can you perceive in sleep? There's no perceiver. There's no perception. There's no perceived object. Triputi different, Triputi Bheda is resolved. The knower known object, Triputi Bheda is resolved. The knower known duality is not there in sleep. The knower known duality also is not there. That's why in sleep we have non-dual experience, Advaita Anubhavaha. Understand? So here we say, Parakrita Tamomalaha means even then, even though there's darkness of total ignorance covering the whole world, remaining as just total ignorance, then, even then, there is reality as the knower of the darkness of ignorance. The knower of darkness of ignorance is what? The pure knowledge. Understand? Pure knowledge, pure consciousness is not tainted, touched. The pure consciousness, the pure knowledge is there as the existence of the darkness of total ignorance. Who lends existence? The known is dependent on the knower. The knower consciousness, the knower pure knowledge, understand, is in the form of existence of the known total dark, the darkness of total ignorance. Is it clear now? Clear or not? You must see the darkness of ignorance. The total ignorance is known object. That is why we say the power is dependent. Ignorance is known. Therefore, ignorance is dependent on the knower. But still it's not touched. The pure knowledge is not touched or tainted. That pure consciousness, which is nothing but pure existence, which lends which name of existence of the total ignorance, the malam, darkness of total ignorance, is not touched, tainted, afflicted. The parakrita tamo malaha. Got it? You have to understand Ishra, you need to analyze your own deep sleep state experience repeatedly. Parakrita tamo malaha. Then, nirastha atishaya anandaha. Nirastha atishaya anandaha. Nirastha atishaya anandaha. See, atishaya anandaha means fullness of happiness. Atishaya anandaha means fullness of happiness. Nirastha means the one who is the source of fullness of happiness, and beyond whom there's no other source of fullness of happiness. Nirastha atishayanandaha means what? The one beyond whom there is no other source of fullness of happiness. See, the reality is beyond everything. The beyond reality is nothing else is there. And reality being a source of fullness of happiness, there's nothing else which is the source of fullness of happiness beyond reality. Is it clear now? Got it? It will make it clear. Atishaya anandaha. Anandaha itself means what? Happiness. Atishaya anandaha, when you say fullness of happiness, not fraction of happiness, totality of happiness, fullness of happiness, limitlessness of happiness. Nirastha means the one who is the source of fullness of happiness, the one beyond whom there is no other source of fullness of happiness. The one who is free from anything else other than whom there is another source of happiness. That's the meaning. Got it?
This comes from nirastha.
See, little. Nirastha means one who does not have, one who devoid of. Ishra is the one who is free from, who is devoid of another source of fullness of happiness. Got it now? Nirastha means what? Devoid of. Devoid of anything other than Ishvara. The one who is free from, one who is devoid of any other source of fullness of happiness. Ishvara himself is the only source of fullness of happiness. Why? There's nothing beyond Ishvara. Ishvara is nothing but the abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality endowed with the power of knowing, which can remain manifested, which can remain unmanifested. Understand? The power of reality can be manifested or unmanifested. But Ishvara is the one who is endowed with the power of knowing, which means manifested, which means unmanifested also. It means manifested, which is in the form of the universe, which means unmanifested, is called Maya. Understand? There's nothing beyond Ishvara. Ishvara is beyond everything. That Ishvara who is beyond everything is the only source of limitless happiness, limitlessness of happiness, fullness of happiness. Therefore, there's none. Ishvara is the one who does not have another source of fullness of happiness beyond him. Is it clear now, Sarthaka? Got it now? Yeah. Nirastha Atishaya Anandaha. No. Satya Prajnana Vigraha. You have to understand Ishvara Swarupam only with reference to your own Swarupam. Got it? Satya Prajnana Vigraha. Okay. Satyam means that which is there in all three periods of time independently without undergoing any changes. That which is always, that which is everywhere, that which is without undergoing any change. That which exists independently. Is satyam. What is a satyam? Literally means the pure existence. Why? Pure existence is nothing but pure consciousness. The pure existence is pure consciousness. Consciousness alone is in the form of existence of the whole world. So existence with plus world of forms, names and functions is the world. Existence minus world is what? Pure existence. What is pure existence? Pure consciousness. You can never objectify pure existence. You never experience pure existence. Why? Pure existence is always there as the pure consciousness. Got it? Hope you understood all these things. Therefore, satyam means here pure existence. And prajnana means pure consciousness. And vigraha means Ishvara who is of the nature of pure existence consciousness. Pure consciousness existence is said to be what now? Satya prajnana vigraha. The one who is in the form of absolutely, what is the form of Ishvara? Ishvara is in the form of pure consciousness existence only. Ishvara is the embodiment of pure consciousness and existence. You can never understand the meaning of the word existence without having understood the meaning of the word consciousness. Got it? We do not know what the light is. You cannot understand how light is the existence of the opaque things. Got it? The existence of the opaque thing is what? What is the name of existence of the opaque things? It is the light. If you do not know what the light means, you can never understand light being the existence of the opaque things. Similarly, with reference to the entirety of the universe, including time and space, the existence enjoyed by the time factor, existence enjoyed by the space, existence enjoyed by all the subtle and the gross forms, names and functions, existing within the realm of time and space is what? Nothing but consciousness. Why? If there's no manifestation of consciousness, what is there is what? Darkness of ignorance. When there's darkness of ignorance, the whole world remains covered in darkness of ignorance. losing its status of being existent. So what is that which lends existence? It is the manifestation of the power of knowing in existence. Without the source of the power, there cannot be power. Without the power, there cannot be manifestation. Without manifestation of the power in the form of knowledge, there cannot be the world. Therefore, it is the pure consciousness which is in the form of existence of the whole world. So what is this jagat? Existence plus form, name and function called world. You can reduce all the forms into one word as what form? Nama rupa karmakhyam jagat. Nama rupa karmakhyam jagat. What is this jagat? It is not my sentence. I'm not simply blabbering, okay? It's Adi Shankaracharya's original definition. What is jagat? Nama rupa karmakhyam jagat. The whole universe can be reduced to three words. This universe is nothing but non-substantial forms, names and functions. The whole universe is constituted of non-substantial forms, names and functions. So existence of forms, names and functions, material forms, names and functions, the gross and subtle forms, names and functions is what? Existence is knowledge. Consciousness. So existence plus forms, names and functions is what? The universe. Existence minus forms, names and functions, universe is what? Existence minus universe is what? Pure existence. Can you see pure existence? You can't experience pure existence. The pure existence is pure consciousness. Do you see this? Got it? I really want you to memorize these two verses. What a beautiful definition of Ishwara. Nirastatishayanandaha satya prajnana vigraha. Then sattasvalakshanaha. Okay. Satta is a strilinga shabdaha. Sat. Okay. Sat. Satyam. Satta. The word satyam literally means the truth, reality. Satyam also means what? The truthfulness in speech. But if in the context of Vedanta, the word satyam also means satta and sat. Sat, satta, satyam means existence. Satta swalakshanaha. See, Ishvara is said to be of the nature of existence. In what form does Ishvara obtain? In what form can I see Ishvara? Ishvara is in the form of everything means Ishvara is in the form of existence of every form, name and function. Okay, let me make it very clear. How can we say Ishvara is in the form of existence of everything? How can we say that? If we say only one thing, make it very clear, then it'll stop. Okay? Please be ready. Don't make it restless. Be patient. It's one point. We make it clear and then stop. Listen. When we say Ishvara Shakti is the material cause of the universe, the Ishvara, the source of the power, Shakti is the intelligent cause of the universe. Okay? The abstract formless reality, which is endowed with the power of knowing, is the source of the power, looked upon as Ishvara, as the intelligent cause. The power is what? The material cause. That's why we say the source and the power, the powerful, the source of the powerful and the power are inseparable. Therefore, they looked upon as mother and father of the universe. Now, I tell you one thing. If Ishvara is abhinna nimitta upadana karanam, What is Ishvara? Ishvara is the Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam of the universe. Nimitta Karanam is intelligent cause. Upadana Karanam is material cause. Understand? Being intelligent and material cause of the universe. Ishvara is not the cause, but the intelligent and the material causes of the universe are nothing but one inseparable reality with its power. Ishvara. Understand? So, if Ishvara is looked upon as the Karanam, what is Jagat? Karyam. You see, Jagat is not really the Karyam. Jagat is looked upon as the effect. Ishvara is looked upon as the cause, universe is looked upon as the effect. And no effect has independent existence outside of its cause. Therefore, Ishvara is inseparable from the universe. The Ishvara is in the form of the whole universe. Don't go and search for the Ishvara. All that is here is only Ishvara. Ishvara alone is in the form of the universe. Now, cause obtains in what form? In an effect. In any effect, the cause obtains in the form of existence. Now, for example, in this table, if you take, in this table, or this cupboard, the wooden cupboard, cause is what? No, the wood is the cause, material cause. Understand? Wood is the material cause. And the whole, the cupboard, the form, cupboard is the form, the name of a given form, which serves a given purpose. The table is a name denoting a given form, serving a given purpose. The purpose served by table is different from the purpose served by cupboard. The purpose served by the cart is different from the purpose served by other two objects. The wood, the cart is a given word denoting a given form. And the table is a given word denoting a given form. Cupboard is a given word denoting a given form. And three different forms denoted by three different words serve three different purposes. Okay? The purpose is called what? Function also. Karma. Nama, Rupam, Karma. Name, form, and function are the purpose. Understand? All the three, the name is dependent on the form. The purpose also it can say only if it is in the given form. All the three are dependent on something called wood. Understand? The wood is the cause. Now, can you separate the effect, the form, name and function called a table and the metal cause wood? Can you separate? What distance between cause and effect? Cause alone is in the form of the effect. Cause alone is in the form of the effect table or wood, or the cupboard or the cart. Wherever there is effect, there the cause alone is in the form of an effect. Is it clear? Therefore, Ishvara being the material cause of the universe, Ishvara Shakti being the material cause of the universe, Ishvara Shakti, Ishvara alone is in the form of the universe. One point, okay? Second thing. Now, the cause obtains in the form of an existence of the effect. Wood alone lends existence to that form, name and function. Wood lends existence to the form called table, that name and the function, the purpose it serves. Wood lends existence form, this form called cupboard, the form, name and purpose. Wood, the cause, lends existence. If you remove the wood, the form will disappear, the word will collapse, the purpose will be impossible. Is it clear now? So in what form does the cause obtain in an effect? The cause obtains in the form of existence. Got it? You can't see existence through physical eyes. You understand the meaning of the word existence. The cause obtains in the form of existence of the effect. The effect enjoys existence because of the good cause. Minus cause, the effect, the form, name and function will lose its existence. Clear? Similarly, Ishra being the material cause of the whole jagat, Ishra is in the form of existence of the universe. And what is the form of Ishra? Satta. In what form? Ishra is of the nature of existence of the whole universe. Ishra is in the form of existence of the universe because existence is Ishra Swarupam. Got it? Satta, Satta Swalakshanaha. Satta Swalakshanaha means Ishra who is of the definition of existence. Who is the meaning of the word existence? Who is the Swarup in the form, who is of the Swarup of existence? Clear now? I'll stop here. We'll come back and see the rest. Important word is there, Purnaha. We'll see later. Embodiment is it? No, yeah, Vigraha means that is the form. See, in what form does reality obtain? It obtains in the form of existence. Understand? It means form. So you say embodiment. Existence has no form. Is it? The formless existence is in the form of, the formless reality is in the form of formless existence. Is it clear? Literally, don't take literally and don't stretch too much. Understand the teaching. Be with the teaching, repeatedly listen, becomes very clear. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate.